This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Nag Panchami festival being marked across the country today. Rain-induced landslide disrupts roads and kills people in various parts of the country. And U.S. kills Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Jawahiri in Afghanistan drone strike. Now, the news in detail. People across the country are marking the festival of Nag Panchami today. Nag Panchami is celebrated on the fifth day of the bright half of the lunar month of Shravan, between July and August every year. During this festival, people paste pictures of the serpent deity above the main entrance of their houses. Devotees throng the temples like Nag Pokhari in Naksal, Taudaha and Pasupatinath temple, among others, in the Kathmandu Valley to offer prayers. On this day, a big religious fair takes place at Changu Narayan temple, which lies at the top of a small hill in Bhaktapur district. Two people died and three others went missing when a mudslide damaged a house at a room of Malika Rural Municipality 2 in Magdi district this morning. According to former ward member Sambahadur Bike, Rajan Bike and Nabin Bike, sons of Gothe Bike, were found dead in the debris after the house belonging to Gham Bahadur Bike and Gothe Bike was destroyed by the landslide. Similarly, Gothe and his wife have been injured in the incident. Those missing in the landslide are Gham Bahadur, his wife Rammaya, and his daughter Rosi Bike. The locals have continued to search for the missing ones. Chairperson of Malika Rural Municipality, Beg Prasad Garbuza, informed that the people's representatives and security personnel were on their way to the incident site for further details and rescue works. It takes around 3 hours to walk from Darbang, the center of Malika Rural Municipality, to reach the incident site. Hetoda Bhaise road section under Tribhuvan Highway has been blocked since this morning due to a flood and landslide caused by incessant rainfall. Vehicles travelling from Hetoda to Kathmandu have been disrupted by the landslide. Superintendent of Police at the District Police Office Makwanpur, Bamdev Gautam, said that the landslide that occurred in various places along the road section from Bhaise to Bhimphedi along with Bagjora disrupted the transport services. According to him, the work of removing the landslide is going on and the transport service will resume as soon as the flood subsides. Similarly, a landslide triggered by incessant rainfall has obstructed the Prithvi Highway this morning. The two-way traffic along the Prithvi Highway has been obstructed from 8:30 a.m. due to the landslide that occurred at Kuringhat of Ichhakamana 3 in the Chitwan district. A spokesperson at the Chitwan District Police Office, Deputy Superintendent of Police, Narahari Adhikari, said a police team deployed from the Area Police Office Mughlin with the coordination of the Department of Road has been making efforts to remove the landslide debris deposited on the highway and resume the traffic. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today, with chances of light to moderate rain accompanied by thunder and lightning in many places. Similarly, there is a chance of heavy rainfall at a few places in province number 1, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces today. Tonight, there will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning has been forecast at some places of the country, with the possibility of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places in Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhur Paschim provinces. According to the division's meteorological analysis, at present, axis of the monsoon through is slightly north of the normal position. Meteorologist Manju Basi said monsoon, which has been active for the past few days, is likely to become weaker from tomorrow, resulting in the weather improvements. At present, light to moderate thundershower is taking place in some parts of the province number 1, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province, and at one or two places of the rest of the provinces. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. U.S. President Joe Biden has confirmed that the U.S. has killed the leader of Al-Qaeda, Ayman al-Zawahiri in a drone strike in Afghanistan. He was killed in a counter-terrorism operation carried out by the CIA in the Afghan capital of Kabul yesterday. Zawahiri took over al-Qaeda after the death of Osama bin Laden in 2011. He and bin Laden plotted the 9/11 attacks together, and he was one of the US's most wanted terrorists. Officials said Zawahiri was on the balcony of a safe house when the drone fired two missiles at him. Mr. Biden said he had given the final approval for the precision strike on the 71-year-old Egyptian after months of planning. A Taliban spokesperson described the US operation as a clear violation of international principles but did not mention Zawahiri. However, US officials maintained that the operation had a legal basis. The killing of Zawahiri comes nearly a year after US troops completed their withdrawal from Afghanistan on the orders of Mr. Biden, bringing an end to a 20-year military presence in Afghanistan. The White House has warned China may respond to Nancy Pelosi's mooted visit to Taiwan with military provocations. Spokesperson John Kirby said this could include firing missiles near Taiwan, a large-scale air or naval activities. Mrs. Pelosi, the U.S. House of Representatives Speaker, touched down in Malaysia today on her tour of Asia. Taiwanese and U.S. media say she plans to visit Taipei tonight, but there has been no official confirmation. Taiwan is a self-ruled island but claimed by China, which sees it as a breakaway province. Beijing has warned of serious consequences if Mrs. Pelosi visits. While the U.S. maintains what it calls a robust unofficial relationship with Taiwan, it has a formal diplomatic relations with China and not Taiwan. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has warned that the world is one misstep from devastating nuclear war and in peril not seen since the Cold War. Amid rising global tensions, he added, humanity is just one misunderstanding, one miscalculation away from nuclear annihilation. His remarks came at the opening of a conference of countries signed up to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, NPT. The 1968 deal was introduced after the Cuban Missile Crisis, an event often portrayed as the closest the war ever came to nuclear war. The treaty was designed to stop the spread of nuclear weapons to more countries and to pursue the ultimate goal of complete nuclear disarmament. Today, some 13,000 nuclear weapons are thought to remain in service in the arsenals of the 9 nuclear-armed states, far lower than the estimated 60,000 stockpiled during the peak of the mid-1980s. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nag Panchami festival being marked across the country today. Rain-induced landslide disrupts roads and kills people in various parts of the country. And U.S. kills al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri in Afghanistan drone strike. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 p.m. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.